Well, while there's widespread surprise at the clean-out happening at the top of Rio Tinto, observers say the mining giant still has a way to go to secure its social licence to operate in the Pilbara. The company's reputation is in tatters after its catastrophic blasting of the 46,000-year-old Juukan Rock shelters in Western Australia. And it's announced today that its chairman and a board director are leaving. Lexi Metherill reports.
Rio Tinto's former chief executive, Jean-Sébastien Jacques, stood down last year, along with two other top executives mired in the destruction of the precious cultural heritage. Now, its chairman, Simon Thompson, is going. So too is director Michael L'Estrange. Such corporate accountability is not what Jamie Lowe had anticipated. He's the chief executive of the National Native Title Council.
Because, you know, as we know, big corporates is kind of business as usual, and they think they can just kind of bat away certain issues. So I was quite surprised, absolutely.
The chairman, Simon Thompson, says he's ultimately accountable for the failings that led to the tragic event of the destruction of the Juukan Caves last May. The company announced today this AGM in April will be the last at which he seeks re-election. Professor Marcia Langton from the University of Melbourne.
I have to admit that I'm very surprised that both Thompson and L'Estrange have put a limit on their terms on the board. That tells me that they've been pushed, and that tells me that the shareholders are putting a lot of pressure on the company to improve board governance.
Rio's iron ore business in the Pilbara is by far the most profitable of its global operations. So she says it's had little choice but to act to protect it after months of criticism from governments, shareholders, traditional owners and the public.
If it's not obvious to the board that their social licence to operate, the source of their largest profits, that the company's in free fall without radical reform, then, you know, shareholders are going to have a big think about where they invest.
Shareholders will be voting for the board at the April AGM. The legal counsel for the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility, James Fitzgerald, says shareholders should consider their choices carefully.
The Remuneration Committee of Rio Tinto has also, on the flimsiest and we would say misleading grounds, justified obscene payouts to those who left after Juukan Gorge destruction. So that's why we say the question remains, is it in the interests of the company that they continue?
There's also concern the board lacks relevant experience. Australian Council of Superannuation Investors Chief Executive is Louise Davidson.
In particular, we would like to see a greater level of Australian directors on the board, potentially some directors who have a clearer connection to Western Australia and the Pilbara. We also think that the board would benefit from some more mining experience.
The National Native Title Council's Jamie Lowe wants more engagement with Aboriginal people from the company. He says it should have listened to the council instead of going it alone on its much criticised review of the disaster.
We have been calling for them to work with First Nations people and being able to kind of, you know, work in partnership on this, because, you know, we know how to deal with these issues. And we spoke about this, you know, 8 months ago to them, and they ignored our advice, as I say, and decided they could just do it by themselves.
Professor Marcia Langton says the company needs guidance from people with deep experience of the Pilbara.
Well, I'm hoping that some of the larger shareholder groups, particularly the Australian superannuation companies, will put up a slate of Australian board members who have a good working knowledge of relationships with Indigenous people, the Native Title Act, acceptable standards of cultural heritage protection, and transparency, so that Australians have accurate information about the company's operations in this country.
Marcia Langton, Professor Marcia Langton from the University of Melbourne. Lexi Metherill with that report.